new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two, hour number one for me, but hour number two of the program here on this Monday night, the 10th of December, 2007. Like I said, I had decided to take the night off. It's been an interesting day for me, and I'll not get into all of it. Had a server crash at about 6:15, 6:20 tonight, and it took forever to get the thing back up. And me and servers... That's kind of like it's a love hate relationship, and I've got one of these, and I've had one for like 3 years, and it had a bugaboo in it tonight, and it got fixed, and they forgot to turn it back on. So for like 3.5-4 hours, I'm scattering around trying to get the thing back up and running, and then by that time it's like, oh, I'm supposed to talk? No, can't talk. But we're here. And I've actually had a little time to decompress because, like I said, it has been kind of an interesting day because we're here really on pins and needles, wondering how long the power is going to last. Like I said just before the break, 456,000 people without power, and like 40,000 here in our little suburb, and. So there's a lot of people without power, and this was kind of like this. We had a ice storm like this about 5 years ago, where people were literally in the rural areas were literally without power for months, and many of them couldn't run their wells, couldn't do anything, and they were stuck with trying to find generators. When they sell generators here in the wintertime, at the big Lowe's and Home Depot stores, they have security guards and police officers there. To stop people from running on them, to get them, and the prices go really high. But a good bit of news today, because of the ice storm and the numerous power outages, Walmart here in my town was closed. There was a big sigh of relief, but I was really surprised that they didn't have their employees turning hand cranks to keep those cash registers going. They could keep pushing that Chinese merchandise to us. And walking the customers around through the aisles with a flashlight. And I know they're not above it. They probably just weren't able to get everybody in place in time. They did it. They did it before. And so there you go. But nonetheless, we're toasty and we're warm in the top for the time being. And what's been the real crazy thing is there's been a crew of electrical company workmen who've been behind our house for about 3 or 4 hours, and we're wondering, please don't slip. And we're just hoping we stay up. Back in a minute with more if you'd like to join us. The number is 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's also being simulcast, as per usual, on the TruthNet Radio Network. And hello to everybody listening on TruthNet Radio, and to everybody listening on KU Satellite. And I still am so amazed with this, even though satellite technology is decades old. But the fact that that satellite sits up there 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth, and beams down a message of truth and liberty and freedom, and people can pick it up right there in their homes and listen to it. And it's also one of the ways that a lot of our micro broadcasters are relaying the signal that we have that goes to the radio that you might be listening on in whatever city you're in, listening to a micro broadcast station, a little low power FM. And so very cool. And I want to just say thank you again to all you micro guys out there and gals who've got micros up and running. It's an important thing. It's an important job that you do. And without you, the message of getting the truth out to people would be so ever so much harder. And as I've stated before, more and more people are putting these up, and they're going up all over the place, and I'm just tickled pink that folks are getting these up and getting them going. And matter of fact, I'm getting getting kind of rowdy about them, you know, just like, wow, this is so great. And everything is very, very cool. Let's do some Mouseketeer roll call. Thanks for everybody for hanging out in the chat room tonight, even though I'd planned on this being a rebroadcast, as I mentioned, and was going to take the night off because it's one of those days where you kind of realize that you probably shouldn't be on. But oddly enough, I'd gotten about 45 minutes to kind of just decompress and laugh in a conversation with some friends. And so the day's troubles just kind of melted away. And it's like, hey, you know, I'd gotten a message that there was a problem with the rebroadcast. And I said, heck, let's get it on. And so here we are. And but glad that you're with us. But in the RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org, we have Catherine, CCAP 6205, Fat Nose, as opposed to Skinny Nose, Chris, Lost Dog, Reality Inc., who's away, don't know where he's at, Rogue Dolphin, and Steve, and Vista, and Wolf. Glad you guys are there. No, Catherine, we're all fine here. We are in the midst of the ice storm, but it is comfy and cozy so far in the house. And the lights are on. And as I stated earlier, we're pretty lucky in that respect because there's people all around us. We're like literally kind of in the center of our little town where the lights are on. And there's people all around us with them off. And one of the benefits of that is the power lines in this neighborhood where I'm at are buried. Now, that doesn't keep it from going off at you know, on a pole on a main street. But, yeah, the mayor lives right around the corner, which always helps. But it actually dipped on us twice. We lost power twice today just for a moment. And so that's been pretty cool. But I know in Oklahoma, at least when I checked earlier, 12 people dead because of the storms through crashes and other things that have occurred. A high school here in the metropolitan area of Oklahoma City on the eastern side burned to the ground. Evidently, a power line had snapped and ended up on the roof. And I guess while it was arcing around, it caught something on fire. And I think 75% of that school is gone. It's, you know, sad for them, and you know, a little high school over there, 330 kids go to school there, and so they're going to try to figure out where to, you know, where else they can take them to dumb them down further. But then again, see, now they don't have any books, and so these kids might actually get some knowledge. You'll just have to see, you know, because most teachers are pretty dedicated to what they do, and most, you know, go along with whatever curriculum and program they're given. Most teachers mean pretty well, and want to do that. I mean, they're certainly not doing it for the money. So most of them think, you know, want to teach because they think that they're doing something. And so it's sad to see that that's happened over there, but we've had traffic just snarled up, you know, everywhere and, power lines snapping and popping. We had thunder snow last night, thunderstorms with it under, you know, below freezing. That's always cool to watch. It always freaks everybody out. And it happens on a fairly regular basis here. In Oklahoma. Other places are very rare, but happens here every couple years. Not something that's out of the ordinary for us here. But I hope everybody else is well, wherever you're at. I know we do have some people that listen here in Oklahoma, and I hope they're safe and that they're sound and they're warm. And I'd love to hear from you, by the way, at 800-313-9443. But I know this ice storm is just extending on, and they're talking here. We've got a second blast coming through tonight and into tomorrow, and probably another inch of ice, and then they and I guess things hopefully will start getting better on Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll start to thaw out of this. Kids are loving it; they're out of school and just hanging around the house, and can't understand why Dad's not letting them party all night. No, not gonna do that. Sorry, we're done with that. No partying, kids at midnight. This isn't the weekend, and we're not staying up watching movies together. So, which we do from time to time, we do other things together. But very, very cool stuff. And you know, the cool thing about this is when it's like this, is everybody at home just gets chummy. And you talk a little bit, and everything's kind of cool. I always enjoy that part of it. And actually, some of our better times have been where we've been sitting here without power. And you're just in there just sitting and you're talking, and well, you're in bed by 8:30. There's nothing to do. Now I know why. Now you know why all these old timers that grew up with no electricity, why they go to bed so early, because there was nothing to do after it got dark. You couldn't see. Unless you had a lantern or, you know, or candles or something, you couldn't see. And so they turned in early and got up early. Maximize the daytime. Article that was sent to me earlier today, this is pretty nasty stuff. Lady was a victim of a gang rape, and it's been covered up by the United States government, Halliburton, and Kellogg Brown and Root. KBR told victims she could lose her job if she sought help. After being raped, she says she's filing a lawsuit. Her name is Jamie Lee Jones. She's 22 now. She says that after she was raped by multiple men at a KBR camp in the Green Zone, the company put her under guard in a shipping container with a bed and warned her that if she left Iraq for medical treatment, she'd be out of a job. And said, don't plan on working back in Iraq. There won't be any position here, and there won't be a position in Houston. Jones says she was told in a lawsuit filed in federal court against Halliburton and its then subsidiary KBR. Jones says she was held in the shipping container for at least 24 hours without food or water by KBR, which posted armed security guards outside her door. Would not let her leave. She says it felt like prison, who told her story to ABC News as part of an upcoming 2020 investigation. She says, I was upset. I was curled up in a ball on the bed. I just could not believe what had happened. Finally, Jones said she convinced a sympathetic guard to loan her a cell phone so she could call her father in Texas. Said, Dad, I've been raped. I don't know what to do. I'm in this container, and I'm not able to leave. Father called her congressman, Representative Ted Poe of Texas. He said, we contacted told the ABC that we contacted the State Department first, told them of the urgency of rescuing an American citizen from her American employer. Poe says his office contacted the State Department, which quickly dispatched agents from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad to Jones' camp, and they rescued her from the container. According to the lawsuit, she was raped by several attackers who first drugged her, then repeatedly raped her and injured her, both physically and emotionally. So, wow. This is what our money pays for in Iraq. I feel bad for this girl, but I got to tell you, I'm not surprised that this type of thing happened over there. Not in the least. You've got armed crews of thugs like Blackwater running all over the country. I mean, they're even drawing weapons on our own troops over there and running willy-nilly, just shooting the place up, tearing the place apart. I mean, no wonder there's an insurgency over there. Because well, these guys are just left to do whatever they darn well please. And so this girl has evidently paid the price. We'll see where the lawsuit goes. But, I mean, this is just this whole thing with these contractors over there, that has turned out to be just one debacle after the next. Very, very sad thing. And it's maddening. I mean, this stuff is literally, literally maddening. And drives you crazy. And it makes me mad. I mean, I just get literally mad because we've got these people over there and they do this kind of stuff. And at the same time, they're terrorizing that country. So regardless of the job the troops do, whether they do a good job or bad job, you've got idiots like Blackwater and Halliburton and KBR over there that are running crazy. Running crazy. All right, we've got a caller on the line. We'll take them when we come back from the break. And I guess we're going to talk about Senate Bill 1959. That's something we need to talk about. A little thought crime stuff. What's up is down, and what's down is up. What's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. It makes me mad. I get really irritated at this stuff. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Back on the other side, we'll talk with Patricia when we come back. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. The number if you want to join us here on this Monday night, the 10th of December, 2007. Let's go to the telephone and welcome Patricia Weber. Patricia, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm just fine, and how are you?
I am wonderful, and you want to talk about Senate Bill 1959.
Yes, I do. Actually, I am the Division I Commander for the American Constitutional Militia Network.
Okay.
And we have been talking about this bill passing. It's already passed the Congress. It's due to be voted on in the Senate this week. We were very concerned about this. We've discussed it among many, many members. And tonight we did a pretty bold move. We decided to all get together, and as the people, we claimed our emergency powers. What we are going to do... And we did have a vote on this, and I can tell you that all our votes that came in, we had 100% on yes votes. And this is what the people want. They want to enact Ron Paul as our president now. There are enough legitimate polls out there that do show Ron Paul is leading those polls. And we are doing this to protect the people, their freedom of speech, their liberty, and their freedom. There will be an official vote after Ron Paul is put in place and the voting procedures are secured and that we make sure they're legitimate.
Now how many people voted?
We haven't tallied up all the votes yet, but there were quite a few. I think the last count, there was 2,100 that voted in.
Ah. Okay. All right. So,
this is not representative. These are like militia groups, which may represent hundreds of members, but
right.
These were also citizens that called in and voted, wrote in and voted as well.
Oh, cool. You know, and I think more and more people are attaching themselves to Ron Paul, and coming over to what he wants to do with this country.
Yes.
I heard the other day some UAW workers had conducted a mock election at their location, and that Ron Paul won the Republican nomination according to that poll that they took amongst themselves. And there's more and more. And I would, you know, if we could make Ron Paul president right now, Lord, I would love to.
That's the plan.
Well, how are we going to go about this then?
We're going to get together and we're going to work on a plan on this, but it has to be done. We knew that we had to act on this before S-1959 is voted on. As you know, if they vote on that, once it's voted on, the scope of the people that could be labeled homegrown terrorist is just enormous. That will include Ron Paul supporters, militia members, activists. Anybody that does not think in line with this current regime basically will be considered a homegrown terrorist. They will be subject to the same laws and rules as foreign terrorists and subject to torture. They could be held without a trial, without an attorney. It's a very bad situation, and we had to come about this bold move tonight to do, you know, what we had to do to protect the people is what we're doing. You know, I mean, their safety has to be paramount, and the people have to claim this emergency power to do this to protect ourselves, you know, from this current regime that we're under.
Patricia, in many ways, I am with you on this, but at the same time, I feel a little nuttiness as well. You know what I'm saying? because it's almost like you're saying that arbitrarily you guys have decided what you're going to do for the American people. And then regardless of what we have to say, that is that you're going to do that, right?
Well, it boils down to we have two choices and we're out of time. It's freedom or we're looking at torture.
I agree with that, but at the same time, I think that we have one more shot at the ballot box before we go to a cartridge box.
Do you think we have that much time before they vote on S-1959?
I think we can stop S-1959 if we get enough people mobilized and we shut their phones down again. It'll scare the hell out of them.
That's not a risk I'm willing to take, and everybody that voted in tonight
So are you advocating at this point? Let me ask you this. Are you advocating violence at this point?
Absolutely not. Violence would
be the
last option.
All right, good. Because that's something because I don't think that we're at the violence point yet. That's why I'm saying we got one more shot at the ballot box. And the other thing that I think that we have to do, Patricia, is we have to let these yaks know that we're not going to put up with it. And if they expect to stay there past the end of their term, it's our way or the highway. And just as they replace somebody, we can replace them just as easily.
Exactly. The people have the supreme power.
Exactly. And it's time that we put the power back with the people, get them off their butts, get them voting for Ron Paul. But Ron Paul is just the start. We got to get the rest of these yahoos out. Send them all packing. Patricia, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. I agree. You know, hey, we got to do something. You have a great night.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Yeah, it's time to do something. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Midnight Rider for Monday Night Stuff edition. You know, I know a lot of people are spoiling for a fight that think that it's now time to pack up the guns and do something. I think a lot of people need to seriously sit back and give a lot of that some thought, because I think in one respect that's exactly what they want us to do. I mean, are we likely to see, you know, will this bill probably pass? Yeah. But I think unless we do something to stop it, and we've stopped these bills before by getting on the phone and telling them no, not only no, but hell no. We just stopped hate crimes legislation last week and got it removed from a defense appropriations bill that had been hanging for months, that the ADL has been huffing and a puffing about for months now, and holding out like a little, like a sticking carrot for Bush. And finally, people in Congress, because we were on the phone, got rid of it. And I think we need to sit back and really explore where we're at. And I think we have one more shot at the ballot box. Look, I pray I'm right. I could very well be wrong. And I know there's a lot of more people, lot more people out there more astute at this than I. But my gut tells me this is our last chance. And if we go doing something now, then Ron Paul's candidacy is for naught. We talked, you know, Patriots talked this man into running. And if we don't get this guy a shot, then either way, it's done. I mean, it'll be completely done at that point. And are we ready? Are we ready for this for our families? I mean, everybody thinks this, you know, this is going to be guns and glory and six guns a-blazing and all of that kind of stuff. And you got to sit and think back. There's going to be a lot of hardship on families. And I'm not saying kowtow to these people. But I said, but we need to make sure that when we make the move, if that's something that we do, that we're right on. And who's the person to make that decision? I don't know. Lord, I don't know. That's when you wish, you know, guys like Aaron Russo are still around. And you get guys like Ron Paul that are there. I mean, I think we need to give this guy a shot. I mean, we've already pumped in nearly $11 million into his campaign this quarter alone. He's at $10,846,528. But I think he deserves a shot. We put him out there, and I think he's the start. I don't think he's the end. I don't think he's the be-all, end-all. I don't think Ron Paul thinks that. But I think he's step one. Step two, whether he wins or not, and his chances of winning go up every day, quite honestly. Step one is Ron Paul, whether he wins or not. Second is we send these people home. We did it in 2006. We can do it again. The problem is Congress didn't think that they had to listen to us. This time, we need to explain to them that it's our way or the highway. And we need to keep explaining this to them. That until they start doing the job that they signed up to do according to the Constitution, that their necks are on the proverbial legislative chopping block. That's the way we have to do this now. Then later on down the road, if we're at a point where that doesn't work, then maybe we want to consider the cartridge box. But I don't think people think that, you know, they've got some weaponry and they're there and they're gung-ho and they're ready to go. And I think just like in so many wars that get started, people think that it's going to be over in 30 days and boom, we're done. And everybody who's thought that about a war they've been involved in has been exactly right. I mean, I want my country back. I want it back just as bad as anybody. But I don't think starting to shoot's the option yet. More and more, as this economy grows worse, more and more people are starting to wake up. And it's like a lot of people predicted that it would have to get worse before people did, and this is happening. And I don't want to mess up the chance for Ron Paul, and I don't want to mess up the chance of more of these people waking up. And we have to make sure that what we do is absolutely right, because we'll have one shot at it. And I don't intend to be in their little camps, first off. But I think we need to step back and really take stock of who the enemy is. Well, part of the problem in many ways is we don't know what they're capable of. They're capable of anything. And they will not fight fair. So, I mean, if you know, we're sitting there thinking that, you know, there's going to be some rules to the game, there's not. Because just people running out into the streets, granted, you know, there's more of us out there than there are of them, they've got the toys. And it's time that we have to continue to use our minds. Because this is ultimately about ideas. And if they eventually, and if in the end they don't listen, then yes, we repeat 1776 all over again. But I think we have one shot at it. And we put Ron Paul up, and I think it's our job to try to get him elected. Regardless of the stakes, regardless of the uphill climb, I think that it's our job. Catherine in Montana, welcome to the program. You're on.
Doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, fine.
We're slipping and sliding here.
Right. I just wanted to tell you that, you know, everybody keeps saying make the calls, do the emails, do the snail mail, keep calling. Yes, a lot of us do that, as you well know. But frankly, they're going to end up doing what they want to do in the long run. And I'll give you an example. Senator Tester here in Montana, who's only been in office for about a year, is the only one who has bothered to send me an email, send a written letter to my husband and myself about some different issues, basically did not make a commitment on yes, no. So I fear that he's going to fall into the line with Baucus and others. Senator Baucus has not answered one phone call, not one email, not one snail mail. And they know that I have those letters there because they even said, are you so-and-so in Missoula, Montana? And I said, yes, in my email. Yes, he will get back with you. They know what it is. He has not bothered to answer one thing. Rayburg, who is a Republican, a neocon artist who never used to be like that years and years ago, according to my husband, has not answered one thing. I spoke to his press secretary and also emailed him. And when he sent out his last like a little newsletter or whatever to the people in Montana who subscribed to it, he did not even mention all the crap he voted for, including H.R. 1955.
Right.
He voted for that. He had a couple little things, you know, I did this or that for the people in Montana, blah, blah, blah. Didn't mention all of the garbage that he voted for, and also has not bothered to answer anything. And my husband of 2 years told me that he never used to be like that, and even the people who used to vote for him and quote unquote believe in him as far as gun rights went and gun issues have finally come out and said, you know, they've given up on him too. And as far as you thinking, and I don't mean you personally, but anyone thinking that people are going to go nuts and run out in the streets and try to play, you know, wannabe camo military, most people don't think that way. And in fact, there is nothing wrong with the militia. There's nothing wrong with an individual person thinking that they are part of a militia in their own right, just by the mere fact that they own firearms, that they target shoot on a regular basis. It's not about target shooting. It's not about duck hunting or elk or deer hunting. It's the fact that we have the right, not a need. We have the right to have them. And
I agree.
And two more things here. I heard on the radio today, the internet radio, that they are all of a sudden trying to push something through in Switzerland that they want the people to disarm themselves. Now, isn't it funny that I believe it's the Bilderberg Group and all of the others, headquarters and so forth and so on, meet in Switzerland. Switzerland has never been attacked. As most of us, or once they started arming themselves, let's put it like that, have not been attacked. They haven't been involved in foreign entanglements that our founding fathers warned us about. And now all of a sudden, these New World Order control freaks in the Republican, in the Democratic, in all of the countries around the world, including Israel, so don't just hear that everybody, oh, it's all Israel. No, it's not all Israel. It's around the world. They all of a sudden want something to go through in Switzerland and disarm the people. And if the people in Switzerland had a brain bigger than the size of a pea, they're going to go tell them to you-know-what themselves. One other last thing, quick. Mark Kornke had some type of a thing on the internet, the Mark Kornke out of Michigan, and my husband watched it. I haven't seen it yet. He listens to Mark on and off. Mark Kornke said in 1996, there are how many, honey? Between 2 and 4 million people in the militia. And that was a 1996 figure. And I know for a fact there are thousands in the state of Florida, and in not just, you know, somebody running through the woods playing, you know, Bambi Hunter, if you get my drift.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because I know people in the militia, and they're very serious about what they're doing.
Right, and it's about... Go ahead.
And the bulk of them are not going to go half-cocked.
Of course they're not.
But there is a group of people out there that are spoiling for a fight. I mean, and I'm not saying that they're militia.
Right.
I'm just saying that there's a bunch of people that are just think, hey, we need to take our guns, get in the street, and go take this country back. And I don't think that it's going to be that easy. I mean,
well,
they thought the Civil War was going to be over,
those,
would be done in 90 days.
I think a lot of those people that you see, I do think that they are agent provocateurs.
Very well may be.
Definitely. Or they're some phony wannabe, or they're some doped up state trained Manchurian candidate, adult or child, because the thing that even happened in Nebraska, not all of that adds up if you start searching the news.
No. I mean, this kid was done wrong from the very beginning. I mean, the fact you got Homeland Security there an hour before
MK
talking
Ultra.
About mall security is crazy. This kid was on a on these SSRIs, the bulk of his teenage years,
and then
just put out then put out on the street.
Right.
There's no telling, you know, what type of psychiatrist he was seeing.
My guess is it's probably
somebody from the MK Ultra program.
Absolutely, and other things too, which we don't have time to discuss. But I did want to tell you, if that figure was good in 1996, and not everybody's even going to say that they're in a quote unquote official militia. And I don't mean just survivalists. I'm talking about people that I knew personally that were not in a militia, but volunteer firemen, volunteer EMT, people who opened their homes to people who needed things in blizzards and ice storms, who had generators and had water available, hand pumps, you know, when there was no electric for your well water. Been there, done that, know that. There are a lot of people out there who do that and know about basic survival instincts just because they were brought up that way.
Right.
And they always get supplies on hand.
Yeah, but let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we talk about what's wrong, but I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay, go ahead.
At this point, Catherine, what do you think we should do?
I think that we should keep calling and writing. Even though, basically, I think most of them don't give a rat's, you know what, the old military saying of my late husband's. I think we should do that. I think we should try to get Ron Paul elected. But if you really want to know how I feel, I think that we can do this and that as middle-class Americans, as all levels of America. They're trying to get rid of the middle class. Personally, I think that you know what's going to hit the fan after Christmas. I think there's going to be a false flag deal in the not just the Sixth Fleet in the Mediterranean, but I think that I think something's going to happen, and they're going to push us for a run. Israel is salivating for war.
They don't want to do it.
They want us to take the fall,
yep.
And they won't even admit the crap with the liberty. And I'm not just saying just Israel, Mike. So everybody's always, oh, Israel. It's all
yeah,
the day.
I prescribe to the murder. I'm on the Murder on the Orient Express thing. They're all guilty. That's
correct.
How I see it.
And people
makes
don't
it a lot
know
easier.
That. The average person will not think outside the box. And you read these boards, and you got the gun owners, you know, going around and don't even realize that the NRA has screwed them so royally with disarming the veterans and the military and the fire department and EMT workers who have ever even had to go for an interview when they get debriefed after war.
Yeah.
They don't realize that.
We got to go. Got to take a break. Final
okay.
segment.
Lots more to
around
say
the
another
corner.
Time.
Thanks for the call. Love you, hon. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You know, Stephen Vista in the Army and chat room reminded me of something that I normally mention in this, what we need to do. We've got to stop feeding this beast. And that's on a number of levels. You're going to have to decide how far you're going to go with that. But we've got to stop empowering these people with our dollars. And if that means you stop driving as much, you stop driving as much, because the gas, the money that you spend on gas, a lot of that goes back in federal taxes. And that type of thing. I mean, it's time that, you know, these corporations that are tied into the government in a huge way, we stop doing business with them as best we can. I think that is one way that we can start speaking and let it, put our money where our mouth is. And just stop feeding them. I mean, they need to be stopped. Get your micros up, folks. I mean, we can never have too many people in this and that are with us and ready to go. It is time we act. We have reacted for far too long. And we're always a step behind. And there's so many of us, like I've said before, that are late to the party, and I'm one of them. Lord, I heard some of this stuff 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and I laughed at it, quite honestly. I wasn't ready for it. I knew there were things screwy about the Murrah Building bombing. Didn't want to consider it. Because I had my little paradigm, and everything was great, everything was grand, just leave me alone and let me live my life. And Katrina did it for me. And they've got the system propped up just by a thread. And the least little thing that happens, whether it be a false flag attack, whether it be a pandemic in this country, or an economic collapse, and they move in. And they're going to try to keep this propped up, from what I understand, till the election. They've got to go that far. Because if it all falls apart, then you're going to have, hey, you got economic strife in this country, and you got somebody like Ron Paul saying, hey, this is what we got to do. They're going to vote Ron Paul in as scads. But it's obvious what their plan is to elect a Hillary Clinton. Because, I mean, the Republicans put out a bunch of dogs. I mean, literal dogs. These guys have got fleas. It's so bad. Giuliani is so scandal-ridden. You know, it's pathetic. Fred Thompson, it's like Weekend at Bernie's with him. I mean, they have to cart him from place to place. Mitt Romney's more worried about his hair. And quite honestly, and I don't mean to be negative about Mitt Romney, nobody in this country is going to elect a Mormon to office to be the president of the United States. I'm sorry. Not quite ready for that. I think they would elect Barack Obama as president before they put a Mormon in. And I don't mean that negatively towards Mormons, but I think that that is the perception of a lot of people in this country, that they have a negative perception of Mormons. Most Mormons are very, very good people. And I've known a number of them and consider them friends, and they're nice folks. But I think that's the perception among a number of people. Probably some misperceptions about those folks. But nonetheless, I think those exist. McCain is out of his gourd, and people know it. And Huckabee, this guy, you know, he's a flash in the pan. He's a guy, literally, I think, that wants to bring a theocracy into Washington. I mean, heck, back in the 90s, he wanted to AIDS patients quarantined to keep them away from people because it might infect somebody. I mean, look, it's Ron Paul, folks. Ron Paul can beat Hillary Clinton. Polling numbers already show that. All right, I'm glad I came in and did this last hour. You know, hey, folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. You have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night. I love you guys. Bye-bye.